And we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. Coach, you got to play hurt, playing hurt this week. Just talk about your team and sort of their mindset after what happened last week, now going out on the road this week.
Yeah, you know what? We had a chance to come in and on Tuesday, watch the film, grade the film, had some honest conversations with each other. We flushed it and we moved on. We're ready for this week.
Coach, it's uncharted territory for any coach to have a lot of losses. What are the challenges in terms of here's your game plan, here's your team, you know you got a group that want to go get it done. What are the challenges in getting them to that stage?
Well, the first thing is we address the problems. Second thing is we have to do simple better. We have to put a good plan together as coaches, keep it simple, and allow the players to go out and play fast. When you go through something like you went through on Sunday, you don't ever want to go through it, first of all. But it's a part of the game. You have to learn from it, and then you have to respond to it the right way. And we have. The players have done a great job responding to it. We've had a couple good practices, and we have a good, simple plan together. They can go out and execute and play fast. The players are studying the plan. They'll prepare, and they'll be ready to perform on Sunday.
Now, is it hard to focus on some of the positives? I mean, you know, you got to address, like you said, you have those difficult conversations. But lost in all of that was a pretty positive run game. Mm-hmm. And it's something you can build on, but is that, like, do you get to that early or you get to that as the week goes on saying, hey, we got to keep doing this right as we correct some of the other things that we are not doing well?
Yeah, I try to stay as level-headed as I can. And one thing that I was talking to, you know, Craig Johnson and Mike Solari, running backs coach and our offensive line coaches, what's encouraging is when we put big people on the field, we run the ball better. That's something that we haven't always done here in the last few years. So when we had three tight ends on the field, or whoever it may be, and we get a little bit bigger, we block fairly well now. We're starting to build on that and play physical and play heavy-handed that way, and our backs are responding. They're being more patient with the cuts and with the seams. They're cutting off the heels of the offensive line and off the tight ends. So that's something that is encouraging here as the weather turns.
So we look ahead to this weekend. What are the challenges that the 49ers present?
The 49ers, the scheme offensively, there are some similarities to what we saw last week. So we'll see some cut splits, some bunches, those types of sets from the offense. They've used some multiple personnel groups. They have some guys nicked, whether it's tight ends or their fullback. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out of the gate. They like to mix the personnel groups early. But they'll challenge you. They'll challenge you underneath with shallow crosses, with the spacing routes. They'll have a plan downfield to do some hard run action and challenge you down the field that way too. They're young on special teams, but they can run. They have some guys that can run. They play fast. They play physical. They play combative under Hightower there. So they do a good job of that. Defensively, their front can be a challenge. Buckner's really playing at a high level. He's a big man, an imposing man, and he's getting better with each rep. Their corners are long. They fit that Seattle-type scheme, and they want to play cover three, but they play more like bump and run on the outside, and they try to beat you up and disrupt your timing. So we have our hands full going out there.
Coach, just Carlos Hyde, he's one of the best backs in the league. Mm-hmm. Running it and catching it, similar to Gurley, do they utilize him in a similar way?
They do. He's a weapon for him in the run game and a weapon for him in the pass game. And he can pass protect, so there's really not much he can't do. But he runs thick. He's a big, heavy back. He has good vision. He's not afraid to put his shoulder down and get those tough yards, too.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.